B'tachon for Life, Shir 1814, Yom Sheni B'Shabbes, Parshias Matas Masei. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for Yeshuas, the schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all the listeners. Should Be'ezra Hashem send them Yeshuas B'Kariv, B'Seich Shar Yisrael. We are explaining when a person makes a list of the chasadim of the Rebbeinu Shlalom. It sounds so elementary, it sounds so simple, but it is so powerful. Anybody that has tried it will attest to it. When a person lives with the attitude every single day to write down, even if it's one thing, before you know it, you'll have lists and lists, and you'll just skim over them and realize how much you are blinded to seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. How ungrateful we become by getting upset about small things when we don't pay attention to the vast majority of chasadim that the Rebbeinu Shlom does for us. We have to put into our minds the image of the Rebbeinu Shlom being a Baal Chesed, of the Teiva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're fighting the tide because the world wants you to believe not like that. The news wants you to believe not like that. Everything in the news is negative. They want you to believe we live in a wicked world. We live in a world that Rishayim are allowed to run rampant, and the Rebbeinu Shlalom seems to be punishing people. And there's nothing further than the truth. Of course there are things that happen. But how can we allow that to overshadow the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So when you make this list, the goal is one thing and one thing only: to feel gifted by the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Anything that you put on that list has to be with this goal in mind. I'm trying to feel Chesed Hashem. Don't just write something without thinking. Write something that will make you feel it. And sometimes it takes thought. It takes a few minutes to understand and appreciate why this and this is so important. If you wouldn't have teeth or eyes, how would you be able to function? If your feet would be hurting, how would you be able to operate? The list is endless. You just have to pay attention to it. Like we elaborated on in the Wonders for Life Shir, when a person notices the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's building and solidifying his relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlalom. So what can you put on this list? Anything. Anything that makes you feel that the Rebbeinu Shlalom is giving you a gift. And understand that you're benefiting yourself. You're helping yourself develop a real appreciation, a real feeling of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And subsequently, you're developing your betachin, and you'll be zeicha to tremendous yeshuas, tremendous bracha and hatzlacha.